In Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul gives a long list of the works of the flesh, and reading it is not pretty. Debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, rage, dissension, drunkenness, orgies, all things that disqualify people from the kingdom of God. He contrasts those behaviors with those the Spirit produces, such as love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. Today, more about spiritual fruit. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Turn with us to Galatians chapter 5 as Dr. Lutzer speaks further on the gift of spiritual fruit.
So there it is. Paul says, the flesh left to itself, sexual immorality. Those are the sensual sins. Then, as someone pointed out, there are also some what we could call superstitious sins. Superstitious sins. You'll notice the Apostle Paul refers to idolatry. And then he says sorcery. Very interestingly, you know, the Greek word sorcery is actually pharmakia. Pharmakia, what does that sound like? It sounds like pharmacy, and that is where we get the word pharmacy. And originally, according to my trusty English, Greek testament and dictionary, it really referred to drugs. People, when they went into sorcery, when they went into the occult, even back then, drugs were used to induce trances and what have you to get in touch with the spirit world. So even back there, this was a part of their culture. And the Apostle Paul calls it, he says, sorcery, which includes all kinds of witchcraft and the occult as such. That also is a work of the flesh. And then you have social sins after that. And here we have them. Enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, things like these, drunkenness. What a description of some homes, of some lives, of some workplaces. All of that is the flesh unrestrained. You'll notice that it is selfish. It is all condemned by God, by the way. You know, I can imagine somebody saying, well, okay, I get fits of temper, but I would never be drunk. Or I cause dissension, but I would never commit immorality. Doesn't matter. Whole tree is cursed. The Apostle Paul says, in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. There's nothing in this that is redeemable by God. He can't use it as it is because it is cursed. Wow. Now you'll notice what the Apostle Paul says. And please take this to heart. I'm in verse 21, the middle of the verse. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not inherit the kingdom of God for the simple reason that they don't belong to Jesus Christ. They belong to themselves. They're doing it their way, following the passions of the flesh, without the restraint, the control, or the transformation of the Holy Spirit. And it is an ugly scene. Well, that's one consequence, but thankfully it doesn't stop there. You have an entirely different consequence when the Spirit has His way. And we all desire that, don't we? Letting the Spirit of God have His way. Notice the stark contrast. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And there's no law that prohibits those kinds of things, needless to say. They are generated by God. Do you realize that when you get saved, God does a great miracle? He creates something within us that was not there before. And that is the new nature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And He makes a place in our lives where the Holy Spirit of God whom we love and whose companionship we crave. The Holy Spirit of God can dwell there within us, and he births within us things that are supernatural, things that are totally contrary to the flesh, things that we do not have in ourselves, the Spirit creates within us. The first thing I notice about this list is, you'll notice it talked about the works of the flesh, which can be manufactured, but then it talks about the fruit, singular, of the Spirit. One fruit, but it comes in clusters. You can't say, well, you know, I have a lot of patience, but I don't have any love. Or I'm a faithful person and gentle, but I have no joy, I have no peace. All of these are reproducing, that's what the Spirit wants to do, the qualities of Jesus in us. You know, a man once asked a sculptor, how do you make an elephant? The sculptor says, actually, it's very easy. You just take a block of marble and you chip away everything that isn't elephant. And pretty soon you have an elephant. The Holy Spirit lives within us to chip away everything that isn't Jesus. And it hurts. It really does. Now, you'll notice that it is the fruit of the Spirit, generated by the Spirit. And not only that, but fruit grows. Works, manufactured, fruit grows. And it expresses the inner nature. I'll never forget the first time I was in Florida. And I actually saw oranges grow on trees. Now, even though I was brought up in the cold snows of Canada, I knew that oranges grew on trees. I'd never seen it. And I was so impressed, even though that was about 45 years ago. It's in my mind as if it was today, driving along and seeing orange trees with oranges. And I made the conclusion that if there are oranges, these were probably orange trees. I'm into it. I can connect the dots, folks. You know, Jesus spoke about this in John 15, didn't he? He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him brings forth fruit. And then he says, somebody who doesn't bring forth fruit, my Father takes away. But those who do, he prunes the vines to bear more fruit. When I studied in Israel in 1968, I actually saw some pruning going on in the vineyards there. And it looked awful. What you had was a sharp knife that was cutting these vines and just cutting them back. And it almost seemed as if the vines were bleeding as they were calling out for help. But it was done purposefully. There was not a single stroke that was unnecessary. Why? So that they might bear more fruit. And that's what God has to do with us, folks. You know, just this past week, actually it was yesterday, I read the story of a young woman sexually abused, terrible story, but it was the story of how she came through that, experienced peace and forgiveness. But is it easy? No, it is very, very hard, but the Holy Spirit of God is there to help us. And I have to tell you, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, his primary knife is suffering. It can be physical suffering. This morning we as elders prayed for a woman who's a very great saintly woman in this church, but going through a tremendous amount of physical pain. Sometimes it's that, and then sometimes it's other people that God brings into our life. The fruit of the Spirit, God prunes us back. Why? To finally humble us, to finally wean us from sin and all those secret agreements we have made with the flesh, and to get rid of those so that we might be broken and humble, and then there's love, joy, peace. Wow. Now, if the works of the flesh represent selfishness, self, think of how the works of the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit, I should say, represents selflessness. Let me ask you something. I do it with a smile on your face, on my face. Maybe there'll be a smile on yours as well. How would you like to be married to somebody who exhibits love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, patience? I think that'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it? That's what God is after. That's what God is after. Have you ever seen a waiter carry, I think it's called a tureen. That is to say, he may have a tray, and on the tray there are several dishes, and they carry it even above their heads in some places. You have no idea what's in those bowls as they walk by, until somebody trips the waiter. And then it's very evident what's in the bowls. It all comes out. When somebody trips us, when somebody does us a bad turn, what should come out at that moment is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That is the fruit of the Spirit. And that can't be produced by law. If you're in a very, very legalistic situation where you have believed that Christianity is keeping a certain number of laws, and that's all that it is not doing certain things, which may be good not to do, but if that's all that there is, you've missed it. I remember somebody sarcastically saying about someone who was being interviewed about the possibility of a Christian position, and he said, he's a good businessman, he's a good administrator, he can carry a vision. All that he lacks is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness. May that never be said of us. And yes, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. What God really desires within us is the fruit of the Spirit. And as I point out in this message, it is not fruits of the Spirit, it is fruit singular. Because as the Holy Spirit of God has His way in our hearts, He comes forth, and these are the qualities of character that He desires to reproduce. I pray that that will be true in my experience today, and I pray that it will also be true in your experience. You know that you've tuned into a message titled The Gift of Spiritual Fruit, which is really part of a larger series entitled When the Spirit Has His Way. And that's why at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. I want to tell you today that I deeply appreciate the way in which many of you support this ministry. We're dependent upon your gifts, dependent upon your prayers, and many of you have helped us along the way. And for that, I say thank you. Together, we are making a difference. And I hope and pray that next time, right here, Running to Win will continue to bless you as we will continue this series, The Gift of Spiritual Fruit. Hope to see you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Spiritual Fruit, the last message in a 10-part series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Often the most radiant believers are the ones who suffer the most. Tomorrow, how the Holy Spirit shines through the lives of many whose road has been hard. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.